You're listening to the Love Radio Network Worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show hosts and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
In the midst of life's ups and downs and uncertainties, we still rise. Join us mornings starting at 5 a.m. as we rise in worship on Love Radio Network 24. That's 5 a.m. daily for Rise in Worship, only on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Ambassador Everett Robinson presents Final Authority, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, teaching a sound biblical perspective that is solely based upon the authority scripture alone. Final Authority with Ambassador Everett Robinson, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you for logging in to the one and only Kiss God Radio right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Y'all, we live tonight. We are live tonight. We are not doing the pre-recorded Kiss God Radio tonight because I am out of town and my producer is also out of town. But we did not want another Tuesday to go by without sharing some good word with you. So I want to thank my new producer for tonight, Dr. Charles Dean, who's in the house, and he's in the studio tonight, and he's behind it all. So we want to make sure that we're nice and clear. So if my sister is, Jay, if you're online tonight, you're listening, just hit me up with a text and let me know that we're nice and clear and that we're coming through. I would greatly appreciate that. We want to make sure that no words is dropped, no line is lost, because everything that is said is very important tonight. So we want to make sure that you you get what is intended for you to get. So I pray that all is well. I didn't hear from her. So Charlie Rock, if you're on there, just let me know that I'm nice and clear. And so why don't you say hi to the people, Charlie? All right, so let's see if that's Jenny. Okay, Jenny said great. Charlie, say hi to the people.
Hello, everyone.
That's Dr. Charles Dean, y'all. That's my big brother. And I'm just so proud of him. I'm so proud of him doing what he does. And God has kept him. And God has released him back to us so that we can grow and that we can continue to celebrate and do what we do as a unit and as a family. Because LoveRadioNetwork.com is going higher. And it's only because we got great people, a great team of people. So please join us Monday. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. LoveRadioNetwork.com is making it happen. So, hey, listen, y'all, I'm going to dive in to my lesson tonight that I prepared in the car a few minutes ago because my wife and I was traveling 14 hours on the road and we're just getting back. Can you believe that? So thank God that we made it through the storm, through the rain, and we are here. And so I just thank God, and I'm happy about that. So I'm going to dive in. And again, this session tonight just really came to me while I was driving. And my wife and I was having a conversation in the car, Dr. Kim. And everything was just birthed from that conversation out of what I'm going to share with you tonight. So the music is still my intro. And then I'm going to give you a song for the outro. And we're going to go from there. So I got something to say. So let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for your love, grace, and your mercy. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you have put inside of me tonight, the seed that will bring forth fruit that will remain. I thank you for every listener that is leaning in. And Father, I pray tonight that they will not get off this platform the same way that they got on, but with more of you and less of themselves. Tonight, Father, as Kiss God Radio imparts wisdom, knowledge, inspiration, illumination into every single man and every single woman. Lord, help us to do what we need to do to apply this subject tonight, that we will be for the better. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If this is your first time to Kiss God Radio, I want to welcome you. Once again, I'm Pastor Paul Anthony Dean, and I want to thank you for joining me in the next 30 minutes of your day, the best 30 minutes of your day, because Kiss God Radio is here. It's all about that. And so I want to take you to a very familiar passage, passages of Scripture found in Genesis, the third chapter. And again, this, what I'm giving you tonight is just organic, authentic. It's just coming out from the top of my head as my wife and I was discussing a couple of topics in a car. And I said, I'm going to use this tonight for Kiss God. So if you're new to Kiss God, I pray that you invite somebody, text somebody, email somebody, tell them to join us tonight. I have just a couple of notes here. I don't have a lot of notes, so I'm just going to talk to you. And I'm going back to the great couple, Steve and Brittany. The reason why, because Steve and Brittany is global, y'all. It's not just something that's just here and now. It's happening in America where women are getting hurt. Men don't know what they're doing, don't know how to treat women. Women are being taken advantage. Women are, gullible. They're vulnerable. And there are so many things that's happening in relationships. And I believe our brothers need to really look at how we are in relationships through the eyes of God, and women need to know how to be in a relationship through the eyes of God. And that's where Kiss God Radio comes into play into your life. So once again, I want you to lean in. I want you to listen. I want you to be engaged. I want you to amplify this message, and I want you to do it now. So I'm going to need you to take some notes. Really, please never come to Kiss God Radio without a pen, paper, tablet, your phone, where you can take notes. If you have any questions about anything that I say tonight, please call loveradionetwork.com and Dr. Charles Dean will answer all of the questions. He'll answer all the questions. I'm just going to feed it out. But let's go. Genesis, the third chapter, very quickly, because I'm not going to have a whole lot. Genesis, the third chapter, so if I log off, if something happens, somebody just text me, let me know, because this is all new. This is not what I normally do, but we are praying and believing that God will keep it running. Genesis, the third chapter, I'm just going to read for a little bit so that you can understand. Many of you already know the story, so let's just listen. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. I'm at Genesis, the third chapter, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you should not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat it, neither should you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the days ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you should be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, nutcase with her, and he did eat. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden. The Lord called unto Adam and said, Where are you? And Adam said, I hear. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you you was naked? Hast thou eaten the tree? Wherefore I commanded that you should not eat it. Here we go, y'all. And the man said, The woman whom thou givest to me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13, and I'm going to stop here. And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So far, the scripture. All right, here we go. Tonight's message is simply, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. Now, I told you I was going to talk to you. I want you to keep your Bibles open. Keep that story that I just read of the fall of man in Genesis, the third chapter of where it all began. There is something that's called the law of first mentions. And the law of first mention is, if you want to know something about a thing, if you want to know even the meaning of a word and what does it mean in the Bible, go to where you first read it. Go to where David's name was first mentioned. Go to where love was first mentioned. That's the law of first mention. Where did it start? That's where we need to go. So we need to go to, how did we get here in this state in relationships? How did we get to the place where we fell? Sin. There's something that I want to share with you tonight that is very critical and important. Looking at Brittany and Steve, if you don't know the story of Brittany and Steve, Steve was with another young lady whom he got pregnant, but he was with Brittany, whom he said he loved. Brittany found out that he got a woman pregnant. She didn't want to see him anymore. She didn't want to talk to him anymore. He was coming over all the time, and then he started slowing down until Brittany didn't see him, but then she found out that this cat got somebody pregnant. It was an intern that was even working at her job. So think about that, that she found out at her job. So she didn't want to see Steve anymore. Said, don't call me, don't text me, don't come over. But Steve got back in. Steve got back in. Brittany's walls came down. And Steve, knowing that he still has this young lady, he was about to have his baby, Brittany agreed that he can come over once, twice a week, a month, and still be there. She was vulnerable. She was lonely. She wanted a man. How did this happen? Now, here we go. Based on the text, I want you to understand something took place from the very beginning. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. One thing I want you to really understand is that the serpent, and you can call Steve the serpent if you choose to say, some people are serpents to you. You know, men are serpents. You might feel your relationship has a serpent in it, whatever. But let's just use that word, serpent. The serpent did not go after Eve's emotions. What the serpent went after was her intellect. Okay? It wasn't her emotions, it was her intellect. Now, there's three things that I want to share of basically how did Steve get in. And there might be some women on here that really need to hear this, and I believe there are brothers on here that need to listen to this. There's three things that take place. The intellect, time, and behavior. Intellect, time, and behavior. Here's the process. The serpent got to her intellect, which created thoughts in her mind. She's thinking about what he is saying. I'm talking about Eve now. I was thinking about the serpent. If there is persistence to the intellect, it moves then into the emotions, and from the emotions, it creates a behavior, which is the action. So from the intellect to the behavior, in between, there's time. Intellect to the behavior, there's time. So you already understand the topic. It's just a matter of time. Because as the serpent was talking, Eve was thinking. As Eve was thinking, it was creating a picture in her mind. See, the enemy knows how to get us because he goes after the mind, the thought. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, in Romans the 12th chapter, which I'm doing a series on every Sunday for the next 4 weeks. And I'm really asking you to tune in to Visions of God Family Worship, our church on Sundays at 10 a.m. And I'm doing a series called Christian Transformation. And I'm dealing with the transformation of Christians. Where does it start? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How often should your mind be renewed? Daily. The reason why is because you listen daily. The reason why is because you see daily. The reason why is because you feel daily. The reason why is because you interact with people daily. So therefore, there are so many things that come into your spirit. Thus, your mind needs to be renewed daily in the Word of God. Every day, reading the Word of God, that you may be washed, purified through your thoughts. Because again, your thoughts create this imagination. The imagination now moves into your emotions. Emotions now goes into the behavior. This is why the Bible says that you need to guard your heart. So the intellect, the man, Steve, when Brittany said, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to be bothered with you, somehow, some way, she answered the phone. And when she heard Steve's voice, and Steve started saying, you're the one I really want to be with. You're the one that I love. I didn't want to be with her. You know, Steve could have said something like, it was only one time. Right? It was only one time. But I really don't love her. I love you. He's persistent. He's getting it. And as she is listening from the intellect, she's thinking, he's persistent. Can I just come over? Can you just give me a minute? Okay, I know you don't want to be with me. I got it. I know you don't want to be with me. But can you just let me come over? I just need to see you. Can we just be friends? Can we just talk? I just want to just talk. Can you just let me come over, Brittany? Please, don't do this. Don't do this. Just let me come over. All right, you got 5 minutes, Steve. Just 5 minutes. It's a matter of time. He went to the intellect. From the intellect to creating that picture, being persistent, moves into the emotions, and then to the behavior. Once Steve got there and he kept talking to her, it was just a matter of time that she was going to let her guards down, and that behavior was going to go back to an action that should not have been. So the Bible says now, watch Eve, right? That the serpent was subtle, right? So here's the word subtle. There's a word that's what does subtle really mean, right? Subtle, well, when we look at that word subtle, we're looking at sagacious. And that means very keen mental discernment. Now, I want you to get this. Please understand. This is very important. Subtle means sagacious. Sagacious, S-A-G-A-C-I-O-U-S. Sagacious, very keen mental discernment. Knowing how to manipulate the mind. So in the life of Steve and Brittany, Steve understood, if I can get in her head, then I can get her back in the bed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sagacious. The serpent was very keen in mental discernment. Mental discernment. He understood how to mess with the mind. He understood how to get the mind imagining. If I could, if we could just be together again, if I could just hold you again, if you just bite this, you'll be like God. You won't die. You'll live. He's getting into the intellect of the woman. See, let me say this to you. Let me say, the serpent tapped into the Wi-Fi of the woman. What are you saying, Pastor P? What is the Wi-Fi of a woman? The Wi-Fi of a woman is this woman's intuition finding information. That is what a Wi-Fi is for a woman. Woman's intuition finding information. Tapped into the search of the woman, the desire of the woman, the curiosity of the woman, the knowing of the woman, that there's something that's deeper than this. You know, now please understand this, that the Bible says that Eve said, God never told Eve not to touch it. God told Adam not to touch it. Adam relayed the message. Eve's mind is like curiosity. Y'all know what happens when people start being curious. Curiosity kills the cat. But curiosity can really destroy your soul. So again, Wi-Fi, woman's intuition, finding information. I want more. Tell me more. The serpent is talking. Eve is listening. The problem is when we listen to the devil. The problem is when we listen to what we know is wrong, that we should not touch. The problem is that we begin to entertain the conversation. All right. So let me go here. So I said Wi-Fi, women's intuition finding information, right? Your Wi-Fi needs to be protected. This is why you need a code. And this is the reason why you need to start giving Wi-Fi, guest Wi-Fi codes, right? Because everybody's not privy to all your information. Everybody's not privy to all your access. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So yes, you have to start having, ladies, I'm talking to you tonight, right? You got to start having a guest Wi-Fi. You got to. Everybody should not be able to have access to your thoughts, to your heart, to your body. No. All right? So we got to understand that. Remember that word, sagacious. He knows how to discern mentally. He knows how to get in there. He knows the words. He got this swag. So watch this here. So let me keep moving. And the Bible says in Genesis, the 13th chapter, and the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. And so here it is. Watch this. She said, this is what he did to me. He beguiled me. The word beguiled means to woo, captivate, spellbind, trick, hypnotize, mesmerize, lead on, deceive, fooled, attractive, tempt, sweet talk, double-crossed. Are you with me? But you don't know that while you're in the conversation. It's actually happening during the time that he's talking, because he's wooing you. He's captivating you. He's getting to that intellect. Remember when I said about Wi-Fi, right? Remember when I said Wi-Fi? Woman's intuition. There's something about what he's saying, and I want to know more about it. It's deeper. Finding more information. Come on. What else are you saying? I'm in tune to what you are saying. That curiosity, that knowing, that search, that desire. Because remember, the devil will never tempt you with what's not inside of you as a desire for it. So you have to already have a desire for this thing. Maybe she was hungry. Maybe she wanted to know, why did God say that we couldn't touch it? Curiosity. So the devil will never tempt you with something that you don't desire. Please understand that. But he's warning you. He's captivating you, tricking you, hypnotized, mesmerized, leading you on, deceived, fooled, attractive, tempting you, sweet talk, double cross. In between, what did I say? In between the intellect and your behavior is time. Is time. It's a matter of time. If you allow your mind to be controlled by the words of this person, not the emotions, it's the intellect. Now, let me give this to you very quickly because I'm going to have to bail out soon. I want to give you the four C's to being beguiled. I'm going to give you the four C's. Listen to me. I'm going to give you these four C's very quickly. Again, all of this came when I was driving in a car. These four C's to being beguiled. If these four C's come into play, it's just a matter of time. Please listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If these four C's come into play, it's just a matter of time. So these are the four C's to being beguiled. So I'm giving you a heads up. I'm giving you a warning. Now, here it is. Here's the four C's real quick. Communication, compassion, compromise, combat. I'm going to say it again. Communication, and I'm going to explain them. Communication, compassion, compromise, combat. I really have to thank God for giving this to me because I'm probably going to put it in the book. Communication, compassion, compromise, combat. Okay? Now, notice that they all start with C-O-M. You got it? C-O-M. Understand this. C-O-M is the prefix, which means with, together, with intensive force. When we look at that phrase with intensive force, it means concentrating on a single area. Now watch this. The prefix, com, means with. I'm trying to get with you. I'm trying to come together with you with intensive force. Intensive force means concentrating on a single. Now, of course, it says single area, but I'm going to stop right there. That the enemy, the snake, is concentrating on a single woman, a single man. He's concentrating on a single. That's what intensive force means. Watch this. Communication. Here it is. The first thing that he's going to do is communicate with you. He's going to try to get to your head, get to your mind. Right? So he gets to you. So let's what? Here it is. Here's 8:27. I'm going to bail out. Here it is. Steve did this. He communicated with Brittany. Right? Brittany listened. The second thing that happened is that Brittany started having compassion for him acting like he's hurt. Acting like he was so crushed that I'm losing you. So now she begins to feel the compassion. Communication. Then compassion, guards coming down. The next thing she does, she compromises. All right, I'll be your weekend lover. All right, once a week, twice a week, Saturday and Sunday. She's compromising her standards, and she's compromising her morals. Are you with me? Because the communication hit intellect. Start feeling compassion. I didn't know you felt like that, Steve. Why didn't you just come and talk to me? I love you too. I didn't know we can work this out. Just come over on Friday. Can you do that? You start to feel that compassion. You start to compromise now. Are you with me? Once you compromise, there's a combat in your mind, in your spirit, with God, and in your flesh. Now there's a fight. Starting with communication, compassion. You compromise your life. You compromise your family. You compromise your children. You compromise your spirit. You compromise your relationship with God over a man, over a woman. And now you're in a fight, combat. You're in a combat. Now, in a relationship, you're fighting with the man. You want to scratch his eyes out. You want to slash his tires. You want to break his window. You want to put him in ER. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? This is facts, right? This is facts. All right? And so that's in your mind, in your spirit. That's with God. Y'all, listen. Listen, I'll continue this maybe next week, but my time is up. Charlie Rock, I thank you, man. And I just want to say God bless you to all of you. Listen, it's just a matter of time. Keep those seeds away from one another. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, quickly, man, take us to the bridge.
Presents Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Kingdom International Single Seminar to help singles kiss God so they can stop kissing the wrong people and having the wrong relationships. Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays, 8 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Paul Dean. I worship, I wait, I win. Join in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.